This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Have you ever had those days where you're doing everything quote unquote right, eating clean, staying active, getting rest, but your energy's still crashing, your moods are all over the place, and you feel totally out of sync? I've definitely been there, and that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I took the quiz myself, and the results were eye-opening. It said my body may be overflowing with estrogen, which could be behind symptoms like my fatigue, bloating, and low moods. And based on my results, the quiz recommended Hormone Harmony, a natural formula that helps flush out excess estrogen and brings your body back into balance. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. By taking the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance and can make small, intentional changes to support your body. Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today. This episode is brought to you by Effecty. Let's be real. Losing weight isn't just about willpower. It's about having the right tools and support. That's why I want to tell you about Effecty. With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredient as popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications help regulate appetite and blood sugar, making weight loss sustainable and backed by science. Getting started is simple. Just fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth visit. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No waiting rooms, no hassle. One of the things I really appreciate about Effecty is their transparent pricing. There's no hidden fees, no membership required, and you could cancel at any time. You know exactly what you're paying for up front, period. And they don't leave you on your own. Effecty provides hands-on support with a dedicated team and licensed providers available to guide you through your weight loss journey step by step. Whether you're in a big city or a small town, Effecty makes this process accessible, personalized, and safe. Ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code BLESSED at checkout. That is Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code BLESSED to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
This episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast is brought to you by the Blessed and Bossed Up Society. If you've ever felt alone in your journey and wanted to be around women who get it, women who love God and are about their business, Blessed and Bossed Up Society is for you. This membership community gives you a ton of resources from myself as well as outside experts to help you grow in your faith and your business. To learn more, visit www.blessedandbossedup.com/community. Again, that's blessedandbossedup.com/community. Let's start the show.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. If you guys are not following me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram at Tatum Tamia, TatumTemia. I'm almost at 10,000 followers. I was a little pressed when I got to the 8,000 mark. And but yeah, follow me on Instagram. A lot of times I'm able to post stuff in my stories. I use my stories a lot. A lot of times I'm able to post things in my stories before we get to the podcast. As y'all know, the podcast comes out on Monday. So if I have an announcement or something dope that's happening, I want to be able to tell you guys sooner. I post it in my Instagram story. So make sure you follow me. Because I do plan to post a lot of exciting announcements as well as giveaways and just fun things that will be exclusive to that platform. On Friday, we announced that tickets for the God is My CEO tour are available right now. I've been teasing you guys, talking to you about it for the last couple weeks. A lot of you guys have been like, okay, sis, but when are the tickets going on sale? So the tickets are going on sale. Well, they're on sale right now. Go to GodIsMyCEOTour.com. We are going to DC, Atlanta, Dallas, and Chicago. I would love to meet you guys in either of those cities. A lot of you guys are from different cities. We've had people from like LA, like the tri-state area and things like that reach out about coming to your city. As of right now, those are the four cities that we're going to. Would love to go to more cities, but I can't promise you that because those aren't the ones that we're planning for. So if you are in any, if you're like in the northeastern area, so like the New Yorks and the Jerseys and things, come to DC. DC is a pretty dope place to visit. So come to DC. I would love to meet you guys in my hometown. If you're in any other area that's close to where we're going, travel, call your friends, call your family or whomever and travel to come see us. I would love to meet you guys and hug you and love up on you and pour out the things that God has been pouring inside of me for this tour. So yeah, go to God is My CEO. tour.com. The link will be in the show notes. Tickets are available now. Buy your ticket ASAP. They will sell out in Jesus' name. So y'all need to get these tickets. The first stop is Dallas. We'll be in Dallas on July 30th. And Dallas is going to be lit because I'm actually going to be in Dallas a few days earlier for a conference with my Bossy Posse, which is my group of entrepreneur friends. And I'm going to, a lot of them, so you guys know Raven Jones, who was on a podcast, you know, Nicole, who was on a podcast. I actually don't know if Nicole is going to be in Dallas, but Nicole is in a Bossy Posse. You guys know Jessica Williams, who was on the podcast in the Bossy Posse. So a lot of these people that I know that have been able to pour into y'all on the podcast and are just super blessed and bossed up in person in real life are going to be in Dallas with me for this conference. So knowing them, they're going to pop in on this tour as well. So y'all just need to get them tickets. I'm just telling you that now. Get your tickets. GodIsMyCEOTour.com. So as you can see, this episode is coming out on Tuesday, March 5th, as opposed to the normal Monday episodes. Yesterday, I got some pretty devastating news, and it hurt your girl, you guys. I'm not even going to lie to you. I took a hit. And so I didn't do a podcast because the last thing I'm ever going to do is pour from an empty cup. And while this is not something that I'm going to get over or overnight or anything like that, it was especially hurtful yesterday. So I'm a true believer in the word, the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so when I got this news or when this thing happened, I'm not going to give you specifics. I'll talk about the situation when I'm ready to. But I gave myself 24 hours. I said, Tatum, the Bible says weeping may endure for the night, but joy come in the morning. You preach this to these people. You know, you acknowledge how you feel, but stand on what you know. You got 24 hours. Do what you got to do. Cry it out. Eat your ice cream. Lay in the bed. Do whatever it is you got to do. I have the best husband in the world. Ugh, God, I don't even know what in the world I did to deserve a man like that. But he's just been my ride or die. But yeah, it was pretty tough. Yesterday was a tough day for me. And so I gave myself, like I said, 24 hours. And so I decided to do the podcast today. And I share that with you at a later date when God releases me to share that part of my story, I will. But I wanted to do this podcast because I wanted to talk to you guys briefly about the importance of encouraging yourself, especially if you're a leader, anybody that's doing the work of the Lord. There are souls on the line. And unfortunately, we all go through things, but unfortunately, when we go through things, we have to kind of, I'm not going to say get over it quickly, but when you're called and you're assigned to pour into people, it's difficult to navigate the things that you go through while still bearing the responsibility of the kingdom. And so for me, that was why I told myself 24 hours, because what I will not ever do is let the devil shut me up. I don't care what I go through. I've said this before in the show, and I will continue to say it. God is God. He will always be God. He will always be the great I am. God is amazing, and he is not changing. And I will never let the enemy shut me up because of something that I may be going through. And God will never allow me to go through anything that I'm not strong enough to carry. So at the end of the day, I'm going to open my mouth and confess how amazing God is, no matter what's going on in my life, because I don't operate on what I see. I may acknowledge what I see. I acknowledge what I feel, but I stand on what I know, and that God is amazing. And I will continue to be a mouthpiece for him, because that's what I'm called to do. And no circumstance that happens in my life is going to shut me up, because when that happens, that's just going to allow the enemy to win. And he ain't finna win with me. For as long as I can breathe and my voice works, shoot, if that ever stops happening, I'm a type of podcast to y'all. I don't care. So, I just wanted to talk to you guys briefly about the importance of encouraging yourself. We all are going to go through things. There is no person on this earth who's immune to life happening. And sometimes we get caught up, or we get to this place where our emotions kick in and we start to say, God, why me? Why me? And we may doubt our faith and doubt what God said, but God's promises are his promises. He is not a liar, and everything he said that is going to happen in your life and in my life will happen, period. And things will happen. But in James, it talks about that bad times happen so that we can build our endurance. So as far as I'm concerned, I may have taken a hit, but guess what? I'm stronger. I'm still swinging. In the words of Cardi B, I get knocked down 9 times, but I get up 10. So I can't believe I quoted Cardi B. But anyway, like I said, it's so important for us to encourage ourselves. And so there are some of you who may be in a position right now. It's probably why I decided to do an episode anyway. There may be some of you guys who are going through things right now, and it's hard for you to get up and face the day, but you have to. You got to pull yourself up. You have to. You can't let the enemy enter into your heart through disappointment. Things happen, but God is still real. He still loves you. He is always with you no matter what you go through. He is always with me no matter what I go through. I take hits for other people. I know the calling that's on my life. I know the position that God is going to elevate me to. I know the things that he is preparing me for. And there are things I don't know he's preparing me for, but I know the level in which God, the level of platform that God has for me. So sometimes I have to take hits as a leader so that I can be able to provide a testimony for the people. If we never went through anything, we wouldn't have testimonies. Testimonies are powerful. So it's so important that you encourage yourself no matter what you're going through. You may be like me and say, you know what? You got 24 hours to cry, but you better wipe them tears and remember who you are and whose you are. This is how I talk to myself. I'm not going to encourage y'all and not encourage Tatum. I'm not going to be having y'all out here feeling like y'all could face the world and then I'm at home feeling defeated. It don't work like that. I got to encourage myself. I can't pour from an empty cup. So again, for you guys that may be going through things, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. My mother sent me that song yesterday. It's by Donald Lawrence and I think the Tri-City Singers. If you have the Blessed and Bossed Up playlist, it's on iTunes. Just search Blessed and Bossed Up. I'll put the link to it in the show notes. But I added that song to and a couple of other songs, encouraging songs, to the Blessed and Bossed Up playlist, because it's so important that we encourage ourselves, you guys. It's important that we open up the Bible and go through things. I went to a scripture yesterday that said that he will give me beauty for ashes. So it's like, okay, I'm listening to this music. I'm reminding myself of who God is. I'm going back to my journal where I write down my answered prayers. and I'm reminding myself of who God is. I'm looking around. I see this man that I pray for who's with me through anything. That's an answered prayer right there. That's a blessing. I had this show that reaches so many. We've reached over 1.3 million people so far and counting. That's just on SoundCloud. So we've reached double that if we include all of the other platforms. God has given me a platform to reach millions of people. That's a blessing. To be a mouthpiece for him, that's a blessing. I'm able to wake up and not worry about taking time off to deal with things that's going on in my life because I work for myself. That's a blessing. I have no financial need at all. That is a blessing. So no matter what happens, I am blessed. I am healthy. I am happy despite any hits that I may take. That is a blessing. You have to encourage yourself when you go through things. You got to remember who you are. You got to count the ways that you've defeated the devil in the past. I've been through some stuff. And for as long as I'm able to shake it off and stand on top of it, as far as I'm concerned, that just elevates me higher and higher. My mom tells this story. She is an excellent speaker, and she told this story when I was younger, when she was speaking at a conference, and it always played in my head. She tells a story about this donkey and the people, whomever, dug this ditch. They were trying to kill the donkey. They dug this ditch and they threw him in it. So here he is, maybe 10 feet under the ground in this hole. People trying to kill him for no reason. He don't know why. He's in this dark place, this hole. And then after they threw him in there, they threw the dirt. They took the dirt that they dug up and they threw it back on top of him. And every time that dirt hit him, he shook it off and he stood on top of it. So here they go. They're still throwing dirt on him. He's in this hole. He's knocked down. He's hit. They're still throwing this dirt on him, and he stands, shakes it off, and he stands on top of it. He shakes it off. They throw in the dirt. He shakes it off. He stands on top of it. Guess what happens at the end of this story? He's out of this hole because he shook it off and he stood on top of it. And he elevated himself out of it. So no matter what life throws at you, you shake it off and you stand on top of it. You encourage yourself. You remind yourself of who God is. You count your blessings. You go back and remind yourself of what God has shown you about your life. No matter what happens, no matter what the enemy throws your way, no matter how he tries to make you feel like you're defeated, no matter how many times he makes you feel like you're whatever lie he may be telling you, only you know. But no matter what happens, you shake it off, you encourage yourself, and you stand on top of it. And when it's all said and done, you'll be out of that hole. You'll look and realize that everything that every piece of dirt that's been thrown your way, it has elevated you into all that God has called you to be. So don't be discouraged, my sister. I'm talking to y'all as I'm talking to myself. Don't be discouraged by what happens in your life. You shake it off and you stand on top of it because God is going to get the glory and people are going to be watching. There are people watching. There are people who may not say anything to you, but they're paying attention to how you act. Unrelated, something happened last week. And it really wasn't that serious, but it was a lesson for me because it was just a lesson to make sure that I'm really who I say I am. And I'm not out here just telling y'all something that I'm not living. So I had shared this post on Facebook. And it was a post about, you know, this story going around about this character, this Momo character on YouTube Kids, and how this demon is how this demon is just popping up and telling kids to kill themselves and things like that. And so I saw the story on Facebook, and I shared it. I didn't say nothing. I didn't offer my two cents. I just shared it. This is something that parents need to see because the internet for kids is a crazy place. So this girl that I went to college with, we are familiar with each other, but we don't know each other. She don't know me like that. I don't know sis like that, but we friends on Facebook. So she comments like, wow, Tatum, I can't believe you're sharing this fake news. You need to do your research. So I was like, I mean, I don't need to do my research because I said, I don't need to do my research because whether this is true or not, parents being cautious about what their kids watch on the internet is always a good thing. So that was my response. I really wasn't that. I was like, I screwed my face up a little bit when I read it. And I was like, girl, what? And I responded, but I wasn't really like mad or anything. So then she responds. So some other people are responding, like people with young kids who are on the internet was saying, no, this is true. My cousin or my daughter or whomever has come across this character, this, that, and the other. So people are sharing their stories. Now, I don't have any young kids in my family. The youngest, well, in my immediate family, my youngest cousin that I see frequently is 21 years old. So there's not many young kids running around in my family. So I don't have any personal, stories of coming across this, but again, I just shared the post. So sis comes back on this post and was commenting like, my degree, for y'all don't know, in undergrad is in PR. So I don't know if she thought that I worked in PR because that's what my degree was in when we met each other in college. So she's like, you should be doing better as a brand. Cause she knows I do something, but I guess she don't know what I do in particular. And Facebook is not really the place where I promote my business or anything. It's where I share funny things, maybe talk about family or whatever. It's more of a family vibe more so than business on my Facebook. But sis, so it's understandable that she didn't know what I did. So sis was like, what'd she say? This is not good for your brand. You shouldn't be spreading fake news like this. You even got people like, and she tagged one of the people. You even have people like this who are talking to their kids about suicide because of false things, this, that, and the other. So I responded to her again. And I said, my brand is good, sis. I'm not discussing this further, because one of my life mantras, things that I go by, is I do not argue with people. I promise y'all, I don't argue with people. I may answer something that you say, I may respond to you, but the second we get to the point where I determine that this ain't going nowhere, I'm disengaging. I don't need to win no arguments. I don't argue with people because I don't need Tatum from 2008 to 2011 coming out, because she will cuss you out. So then the girl responded to me again, I'm not your sis. And she like, it was like literally two paragraphs worth of stuff. So I'm like, is she for real? She's really like arguing with me, talking about this is fake news and all that. It was odd, like, that somebody would really be doing this. But she was, I don't know if she was trolling or what. But when I tell you that Tatum from 2008 to 2011 was on my shoulder like, drag her. Like, it was, she, the old me was like, drag her by her neck. What are you doing? Why are you taking the high road? Let her have it. That old Tatum on my shoulder was ready. Okay. She was ready, but I could not do it because I'm saved now, because I'm a leader, because I understand the level of influence that I have. And I also am not going to let anybody take me back to a place that I worked so hard to leave from. But I didn't engage her anymore. Other people did, though. So other people are hopping on this Facebook post and are going back and forth with her. And it got to the point where I'd let a couple people drag her, because I was like, you know what? I can't do it. But yes, I'm here for the other drags. So there was somebody, she got disrespectful. So back and forth, but then she got disrespectful. So then I had to hop back in and I was like, listen, now you're coming to the point where you disrespect. Like, she got to calling people's kids liars and some more stuff. So I was like, look, now we've gotten to the point where you're disrespecting people and their children. I suggest you just stop commenting on this post. I didn't want to delete the post because I believe that this is something that I shared it for a reason. This is something I wanted to raise awareness about because I think it's important for parents to know. So I was like, listen, now this is getting disrespectful. Please stop responding or I'm going to have to block you. So, of course, sis responded some more and was responding to everybody else that was commenting. So I had to block old girl. But nevertheless, I said all that to say, or I tell that story because as I was like in the middle of this, making sure I remained true to my salvation and didn't drag her the way I wanted to, I just kept thinking about the importance of really staying true to who you are and whose you are, and not letting any situation take you back to a place you where you don't want to go to. If you have been, if you've been able to successfully navigate out of anxiety or any type of mental illness, don't let anybody or any situation take you back there. It's not worth it. If God has brought you from anything, whether it be, let's say, alcoholism, drug abuse, whether he's saved you from any health scare, no matter what it is, don't allow any situation take you away from what you know, or any emotion take you away from what you know and who you know and what God said. So while these are two separate ways I had to encourage myself, so with yesterday, I had to encourage myself emotionally because I was sad. I was crying my little eyes out. You know, thankfully today I haven't shed any thug tears yet, but I'm still sad because of the situation. But I have to remember who I am. I can't soak in that emotion. I got to stand true and stand firm in who I am and who God has called me to be. It's in my weakness that he is made strong in me. His strength is shown best in my weakness. So I had to stand on the fact that I'm still strong because God is with me. So no matter how weak I get, no matter how sad I get, I'm still strong because God is with me. And even in a situation last week, trying not to drag old girl, I couldn't let my anger or my annoyance with this troll take me away from taking them. You're better than that. Yeah, you could drag her, but then what? You'll feel good in an instance, but what does that mean for the person who may not have commented or said anything, but they was watching your reaction? There are people who commented like, I'm so proud of you. You handled that so well. I couldn't handle it that way. There are people who are paying attention. There are people who listen to this show who are looking at me. More is caught than taught. No matter what I say, I could talk good to y'all every week. It's been over 2 years now on this podcast. But the second my actions are out of alignment with my words and out of alignment with the will of God, I'm totally discredited. So it's so important. And I'm not saying I'm going to be perfect. There are going to be times where I may not handle things the right way. It's easy to handle things on the internet the right way because I have to actually type a response. If somebody tell you that a cuss word slipped out on the internet, they are lying because you have to literally spell it with your thumb. So how did you slip out with a cuss word in your post? But you love God, but I digress. But anyway, it's easier to have some self-control on the internet. I could log off. I could do a bunch of different things. Now, if Shorty would have tried me in person and y'all would have seen my face, because God ain't through with my face yet. I'm real good with self-control when it comes to my mouth. Thank God. I would shut up real quick before I say anything. I probably wouldn't have been able to be that polite. In real life, I probably would have just been mute to keep from saying anything. But in person, you might have seen my face look at her a little crazy because God ain't through with my facial expressions yet. Like, I'm saved. My face is still on the fence. But I didn't say that to say I'm going to always be perfect or always do things God's way. But I'm making a conscious decision every single day to die to myself and get in alignment with God. It's not easy. It's easy for people. If I would have came to y'all a year from now and told you what happened, I wouldn't say it wouldn't matter, but it's different with me coming to you saying, hey, y'all, I went through something yesterday, and I'm laughing and joking as I'm telling the lighter story. But I was bawling my eyes out yesterday, and I had a migraine from crying so much yesterday. But today I'm a little bit more bubbly. You know, I'm able to come on here and talk and joke and laugh. I'm smiling. But yesterday was hard, y'all. But guess what? I told myself, I gave myself 24 hours. Tatum, you got 24 hours. And then you're going to wipe them tears and remember who you are. And here I am, remembering who I am on this show, allowing God to use me. So I do this episode to remind you to encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. It's not up. You can't rely on anybody else. You can't rely on this podcast. There may be things that happen in my life where I miss a Monday, but that should not mean that you don't still get a word from God, because you can get a word from God for yourself. You can open your Bible up for yourself. You can get on your face before God for yourself. I am not special. I'm not a hookup to God. That is not what happens. Yes, he uses me, but he will use you too. And he will speak to you too, just to you without me. So for anybody that is going through something, encourage yourself. You may be confused about God's time and something may have happened in your life and you're wondering why. Just trust God and encourage yourself. The Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough trouble of its own. So yesterday I said, Tatum, today, we're not worried about tomorrow, but today, go ahead and let it out. And when I woke up this morning, I said, all right, we cried, but we getting back to work. We got a tour to plan. We got souls to save. You got things to do for the kingdom. You can't get knocked down because that means the devil won. He don't win around here. We win. God wins. You have the victory. And don't you ever forget that. This is how I talk to myself. And this is how I'm talking to you guys. Encourage yourself. Remember who you are. Remember whose you are. And remember who God is, the God that abides in you. So I'm done. That's it for today's episode. I will talk to you guys. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Tatum Tamia. Go to GodIsMyCEOTour.com. I cannot wait to meet you guys in person, to hug you. I hope you get an inner circle ticket, which is the VIP ticket. So we're signing books, doing meet and greets, and we're going to dinner together after the show. So I would love to sit down with those who get those tickets and have a meal and just pour into you and hear your stories as well. So yeah, that's it, you guys, for this week's episode. Keep me in your prayers. Today is going to be an amazing day. I declare and decree that right now, that today is going to be an amazing day. I declare and decree that anybody who is going through something right now, that I rebuke the spirit of shame in Jesus' name. I bind up anything that is impacting your joy, that is taken away from your joy. And I loose joy and peace of mind into your heart right now. A peace that surpasses all understanding. No shame will live in your heart. No, you will not be defeated. You are victorious, thus saith the Lord. And nothing that you face will be too big to block out what God has planned for you. You are strong. You are worthy. You are whole. God loves you even when it doesn't feel like it. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You don't have room enough to store it. So encourage yourself, my sister. Brush off anything that the enemy may throw at you and stand on top of it, because you have the victory in Jesus' name. And I am done. Talk to you guys next week.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.